You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Friday, November the 3rd. I'm Andy Holding, looking at an 8-race card at Dundalk this evening. Once again, we have got a mind-bogglingly tricky-looking card here tonight at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Got plenty of good handicaps towards the back end of the card that will definitely take some working out. Around about 4, 5, 6 to 1 the field most races there tonight. And the early part of the card as well is full of interest as well. So hopefully we might be able to find a few winners along the way. We begin at 5:30 with a two-year-old contest over the minimum distance. Quite a few of these have yet to have a run. So obviously the market is going to play quite a significant role in the outcome of this race. And it's 2 o'clock, no great surprise really. Joe Lyons, trained individual, gelded by Raven's Pass, finds himself at the head of the market in the hands, of course, of champion-elect Colin Keane, who's 10 clear of his main market rival, Pat Smullen. Obviously this horse is bound to know his job, being by one of the best trainers, particularly from a two-year-old perspective here at Dundalk. But he might have something to consider. Taking on the filly of Darren Bunyan's, Rachel Roosh, right the way down the bottom here. A filly by Dutch Hart, who also makes her debut. Now, Darren wouldn't probably be as well known as many of these trainers in this race, but don't underestimate this fella. He's banging form at the moment. He won with a two-year-old the other week called Storm Has Broken, and he was very unlucky with a couple of others as well. Grey Danube almost won the 6 furlong, 7 furlong handicap, just got nutted late on and hit the bid. Certainly made favourite backers of Take Cover. Certainly have one or two anxious moments there in the final couple of furlongs. So his horses are clearly in good form, and he knows how to train a two-year-old as well, Darren. He's a good handler when it comes to the youngsters, and from his County Kildare base at the Curragh, he's certainly got all the facilities there to ready one first time out. And the fact that he's booked Pat Smullen as well indicates that this filly is very well fancied tonight. So Rachel Roosh, right down the bottom there, is the pick in race number one.
Race two.
On to the 6 o'clock then, the first of the proper betting races, if you like, here tonight. And I'm very keen here on Peace Mission from the Thomas Mullin Stable. Now, this mare has gone a little bit of a while between drinks, but she's certainly, on her last couple of runs, suggested that her winning opportunity won't be too far forthcoming. And that run last time out here beyond Chicago School looks a very decent one on paper compared to the performances of one or two others in this race here this evening, particularly as that form. And the time figure, indeed, has been boosted by Burren Hill Lady, who bolted up here the other night in the hands of a £10 apprentice, thus boosting that form line straight away. Now, Peace Mission certainly raced handy enough that day, travelled really strongly to suggest a drop back in a furlong to 5 furlongs here tonight wouldn't pose too many issues. Pat Smullen's been booked, and generally speaking, her all-weather form is quite of a decent standard compared to some of her turf form. So despite a slight tricky draw in stall number 10, I'd expect Peace Mission certainly to be there or thereabouts there in race number two.
Race number three.
Quite a few disappointing types face the starter here. We've got one or two last time out winners at least to kind of give the form a little bit of a decent ballast to it, such as Midnight Mud Crabs and Il Piccolo Grande. But the most reliable ones of those who come here with a victory next to its name is the good old Warrior Shawnee, who seems to be around for absolutely ever from his David Marr name stable. Now, this horse has got an amazing record here at Dundalk. He's run here 15 times, albeit he's only won twice. He's run numerous good races against the very top company, and he still proved last time out that there's life in the old dog yet when he won very, very comfortably in a race similar to this back on the 3rd of October, when he travelled supremely well in the hands of Declan McDonough throughout and really just had the reins shaken at him in the latter stages to go out and win quite easily. He really did quick and well on demand. He had Midnight Mud Crabs in behind him on that occasion, and there's every reason to suggest he'll uphold the form Round about 3 to 130 top price this morning. Given that he was in such good form last time out, all his time figures are stack up here nicely. A course and distance winner, Shawnee is the pick there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and quite an intriguing looking maiden, it has to be said. Not many of these have got what you could call solid form in the book. So maybe a chance is taken on something with maybe a little bit more promise, let's say, of what they did first time out. And the one that stands out here is Harmony of the Stars from the Johnny Murta stable, who ran in a very strongly run maiden here on his debut back in October, when he was dropped out the back from his stall 14 coffin box draw to give the field a hefty head start turning into the home straight. But he did make quite eye-catching ground up in the latter stages to finish a never nearer fifth. And that represented a really good speed figure, even though he got beat roughly around about 6 or 7 lengths by the eventual winner. Of course, who's rated 100 Massif Central. The likes of Pipes of Peace and Pennsylvania from the Aidan O'Brien stable have also got solid all-weather form. Give that form a line a rather solid-looking feel to it. And now he's much better drawn tonight in stall number 2. One would expect Johnny Murta's charge to figure a little bit more prominently here tonight. Now, he is quite a big unit, this lad. He's a bit of a lumbering type by Lope de Vega. And I've got a sneaky feeling he's probably going to want a little bit further in time because he just seems to plug on at the one speed, albeit I've only got the one bit of evidence to go on. But I really do like this fella. I think there could be one or two races to be won with him. And hopefully it might be tonight because the front two in the market have had plenty of chances. Light Laughter hasn't run since the early part of May and didn't look particularly great that night. And Spring Garden has had 6 runs and has been basically a disappointing type for Jesse Harrington. So it's certainly a race up for grabs, and hopefully Harmony of the Stars can grab it with both hands.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, the 7:30, which is a 7 furlong handicap. And I can't recall in all the times I've been doing podcasts here at William Hill a worse race I've ever had to try and get my head round. I mean, really, we're dealing with really bad horses here, so one can only suggest a very, very minor interest. Basically, they've run 250 times and they've only won 11 races. So basically, we were looking at around about a 2.5% strike rate from these kind of horses. So we're dealing with a poor fare, and a lot of them haven't actually got their heads in front whatsoever altogether. So it's going to take a little bit of working out. So I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here on Anna Gasson from the Donald Kinsella stable. Now, this horse is yet to win a race in 19, so straight away the alarm bells are ringing. But you've only got to look at some of this horse's back form to realise that he's actually probably got a better chance than at first glance, and certainly in the context of this race as well, because not only did he run quite well last time out behind the likes of Bo Satchel and Magwadiri, which certainly reads well on paper in the context of this race, but he's only got beaten 5 lengths by Tennessee Waltz back in March, 2.5 lengths by Try Again, who obviously was on a little bit of a roll at the time, and there was plenty of good horses in behind him, such as Repair Mon, who I think went on to win 2 or 3 races subsequently. So, you know, he's been knocking at the door in races better than this, so she's certainly got a decent each-way chance tonight. Now, the only negative I could see was Sean Bird, who is the apprentice to James Larkin rides here. Now, Sean's probably not the most polished of pilots, to put it mildly, in the saddle, but hopefully he can get a tune out of this filly by Art Connoisseur tonight, because on form, she's certainly got a decent chance of going close there in the 7:30.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and all eyes no doubt will be on Burren Hill Lady, who absolutely trotted up here the other night under a very aggressive ride by Alan Green, who of course was getting off the mark for the very first time. Now, whether this horse is going to be afforded that kind of luxury of bowling along in front is obviously open to question. So therefore, maybe it might be just worth looking away from the obvious here and to go with Jim Bulger's filly, Latchet, who ran on the same card behind Settle for Bay. Now, comparing their speed figures and sectional times, there was hardly anything between the two of them. Given that Latchett was doing that over a furlong further, one would imagine dropping back in trip here tonight will definitely suit this filly by intense focus. Now, William Byrne, he's a little bit more polished in the saddle than quite a few of these, even though he's a £10 claim. I really do like this lad. He ran a beautiful race on a horse called Roman Sierra the other day to win at Cork. So I think he's he's basically £10 for nuts. So this horse is actually racing off a mark, unbelievably, of 44 tonight, if you take into account the apprentice's claim. And that race of the night behind Saddle of a Bay and Cloudy Mist was much better than this. So hopefully Latchett can justify favouritism there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30. And this is probably the best race of the night, pound for pound. Some decent animals in this race. Alfredo Arcano probably sets the standard off the back of his several good runs here at Dundalk in recent times. That run behind Reckless Endeavour 3 starts ago reads well on paper. And he ran quite well over 5 furlongs the last day behind My Good Brother. He's got a good draw tonight in stall 1. And Oshino obviously is a decent jockey booking. But there are a couple of horses that do catch the eye at a much bigger price. Most notably, Greg Danube and Mo Henry. Now, Greg Danube turned in an Herculean performance over a trip which just stretched his stamina last time out behind the likes of Katiaman, Fuert and Cenotaph. But that was a really hot race in comparison to this one. And given that this horse led literally about 50 yards before the line, then he certainly ran an absolutely incredible race. He's obviously got a break quite smartly from stall number 10, but providing he can get across and get into a good rhythm from the front like he did here the last day, there's a good chance that Grand Daniel can certainly see it out from the front, and he's a double-figure quoted this morning. The other one to mention is Agent Keithley's Mo Henry. If you cast aside his last run, comes here with a fairly consistent and solid-looking profile. His two placed efforts over 6 furlongs and 7 furlongs respectively certainly suggest that he's very much nowadays a better horse perhaps on the all-weather than he is on the turf. And he's got a good draw tonight, and with Danny Shear on board, I'd expect Mo Henry also to outrun his odds.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, coming up at 9 o'clock. It's quite a trappy looking mile and a half handicap to conclude. Saga Bolton is probably my number one starting point here. Having run well in the hands of Kevin Manning off his first run for the thick end of a year when we last saw him behind Abraham. Now, this feature of that race was the exceptionally strong pace throughout, which generated a good time figure. And if ever we needed any indication that form was good, then carried certainly boosted that form line with a victory here last week. So Saga Bolton's performance in finishing fourth was clearly an upgradable performance. I certainly wouldn't be that mad keen on Manisa here, who recorded a very modest speed figure when winning over a mile and a quarter to break her maiden tag that third time of asking. Plus the fact she's drawn in stall 13, she makes very, very little appeal at round about 9-4 this morning. The other one to mention quite favourably here is Joanne Back from the Patrick Harney stable. Drawn in stall 1 tonight, great starting point for this 8-year-old. But that run behind Gold Rush and Marshall Jen is in a listed race, certainly reads well in the context of this race. And given that the visor, which was on for the first time that day, clearly worked the oracle on that occasion, this horse, who absolutely adores Dundalk, has got every chance of certainly being competitive, or much more competitive than his odds suggests at 9-1 this morning. So Saga Bolton and Joanne Back, my two recommendations for the final race. Thanks very much for listening then to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at Down Royal's Star Study Programme featuring the Grade 1 Champion Chase and the Grade 2 Novices Chase there as well. So hopefully you can tune in tomorrow. We're going to be covering Down Royal for you. And of course on Sunday as well, when we're going to be looking at NACE's final flat card of their season beginning at 12:20. So until then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.